And now it's over to the news desk with Susanna Nieves and Mike Hudson. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Cuban healthcare system is ready for an eventual presence of COVID-19.
Venezuela denounces new threats from the United States, Brazil, and Colombia.
U.S. government ban on charter flights to Cuba except Havana becomes effective.
Latin America reports first COVID-19 death.
Now for the news in detail.
Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero said on Monday that so far no cases of the coronavirus have been reported on the national territory. He made clear that as soon as the first case is identified, the people will be informed. On the daily evening TV radio program The Roundtable, Marrero described actions undertaken all over the island to prevent the spread of COVID-19. He reviewed all recent actions undertaken to prevent the arrival and deter the spread of the epidemic on the island. The Minister of Public Health, Dr. José Ángel Portal Miranda, explained that the virus is transmitted from person to person and insisted that discipline in the fulfillment of the sanitary measures is of utmost importance. Portal Miranda affirmed that Cuba has vast experience in the handling of epidemics, and he noted that island's participation in the fight against Ebola has proven very positive for the position of personnel at border points. The minister urged persons with respiratory symptoms not to be negligent and to go to the doctor. He cautioned that only medical personnel are qualified to make decisions on the appropriate course to follow when symptoms occur. Portal Miranda said that people who come from risk countries with respiratory symptoms are being hospitalized and isolated for studies. So far, none have tested positive to the virus. Currently, there are three laboratories in Havana, Santa Clara, and Santiago de Cuba, with the capacity to accurately diagnose the coronavirus, covering the western, central, and eastern parts of the island. For the treatment of suspected and confirmed cases of infection with COVID-19, the minister said that the healthcare centers and hospitals have been identified. Some 3,100 beds are ready to face the situation during a preliminary stage, as well as over 100 beds in intensive care units. We are in good condition to take care of these patients. Special attention is being given to senior citizens and maternity homes, and other medical facilities with vulnerable groups, Portal stressed. The minister also said that the government has earmarked the financial resources necessary to procure all the resources needed to face a possible impact of the introduction of the virus. Deputy Prime Minister Dr. Roberto Morales Ojeda said the disease is a major danger for the country because it is already present in over 100 countries and has spread to many countries of the region. Cuba has the conditions to minimize the impact that the introduction of the virus could have, he said.
Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza denounced new threats coordinated between the United States, Brazil, and Colombia against his country as part of a large-scale strategy that envisages tightening the blockade and sanctions on the Bolivarian country. Arreaza said that the new escalation against Venezuela stems from the recent trips made by the presidents of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, and Colombia, Iván Duque, to Washington to meet with Donald Trump. During a meeting with the diplomatic corps accredited in Caracas, the Venezuelan foreign minister indicated that the United States, in flagrant violation of international law, plans to attack the government of Nicolas Maduro once again. Reaza asserted that the new aggressions, blockades, and coercive measures imposed by the governments of the United States, Brazil, and Colombia significantly affect Venezuela.
Starting on Tuesday, the U.S. government ban on the arrival of charter flights to all destinations in Cuba except Havana comes into effect. The decision, announced last January the 10th by the Department of State, cancels routes to 9 airports of the island, affecting the Cuban people and their families living in the United States, who are the main customers of the charter companies. Recalling the measure on Twitter, Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said the ban severely damages Cuban families and their relatives, violates the human rights of Cubans and the freedom of travel of U.S. residents and citizens. The new prohibition adds to the long list of aggressive actions taken by the Trump administration against Cuba, including the banning on regular U.S. airlines from operating to Cuban cities other than Havana. According to Miguel Peña, director of the Front País International Airport in the eastern province of Holguín, 14 weekly charter flights of Swift Air Airlines were arriving in that province with more than 1,460 passengers. As of now, he said, they will have to travel some 730 kilometers from the José Martí terminal in Havana or come from other countries. Regarding the later option, he explained that some alternatives have emerged to connect the center and east of Cuba with the U.S. He mentioned the establishment of the routes Miami-Nassau-Holguín and a similar one with final destination to the central city of Santa Clara. Peña explained that the first aircraft of the Bahamas National Airline, which has been operating Havana for some years, would land at the Holguín Airport on March 19th. The Bahamas Air flight to the Abel Santa Maria International Airport in Villa Clara will begin on March 17th, with two weekly flights. The coercive measures of the U.S. administration against Cuba are adopted under the pretext of cutting off government income, ignoring that those who suffer most are the thousands of people who want to visit family and friends.
Argentina reported on Monday Latin America's first COVID-19-related death, a 64-year-old man. The Ministry of Health said the patient lived in Buenos Aires and had been confirmed with COVID-19 after coming down with a cough, fever, and sore throat following a recent trip to Europe. The patient, who suffered kidney failure, had a history of diabetes, hypertension, and bronchitis before being infected with the virus, a statement said. Mexico, Brazil, Ecuador, Peru, Colombia, and Costa Rica also have reported confirmed cases and are closely monitoring travelers and reinforcing preventive and testing measures. In the United States, there is a growing outcry over the Trump administration's mismanagement of the outbreak and the lack of access to tests. Known cases of coronavirus now exceed 700, with 27 recorded deaths. At least 19 of those deaths have been linked to the Life Care Center of Kirkland, Washington, considered ground zero of the U.S. outbreak on the West Coast.
And we're listening to Radio Vancouver's English language broadcast for today. And back to the news desk with Susan Nieves and Mike Hudson.
Cuba will be the guest of honor at the International Tourism Fair of Latin America 2020 to take place in Buenos Aires from September 26th to 29th. The gathering will show the benefits of an island considered one of the safest destinations in the world. This year, Cuba will be honor country in two of the most significant events that Buenos Aires hosts, the Book Fair, with Havana as the guest of honor, and the International Tourism Fair. Cuba has always had a presence at the International Tourism Fair of Latin America since its founding. Every year, hundreds of people eager to visit Cuba pass through the island stand at the fair. Despite the complex international context, the Caribbean island will continue working to position itself as one of the safest destinations in the world and with the best beaches.
Kenyan government officials said they are working for the safe return of Cuban doctors Landy Rodriguez and Acel Herrera, kidnapped in that African country last year. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez said on Twitter that he held telephone conversations with his new Kenyan counterpart, Rachel Omamo, and with her predecessor, Monica Juma, who recently has been appointed defense minister of that African nation. Both ministers assured Rodriguez that they would maintain efforts for the safe return of the doctors who were kidnapped on April 12 of 2019. A month ago, the Cuban president, Miguel Díaz-Canel, met in Villa Clara with the family of Landy Rodriguez, to whom he expressed his support. He also told them of the efforts made to guarantee the safe return of both doctors.
Global stock markets rebounded Tuesday from record-setting declines reported the previous day. London opened 1.8% higher and Frankfurt advanced 1%. China's main stock index rose 1.8% and Tokyo closed up 0.9%. Oil prices also recovered some of their losses in Monday's record-setting plunge. Monday's global sell-off reflected alarm over economic damage from the coronavirus that emerged in China in December. Anti-disease controls that shut down Chinese factories are spreading as the United States and European countries close schools, cancel public events, and impose travel controls. Anxiety mounted after Italy, the hardest hit place in Europe, said travel controls imposed earlier on its north would be extended nationwide. Ireland cancelled St. Patrick's Day parades. The mounted losses and a flight by investors into the safe haven of bonds have fueled warnings that the global economy, which already was showing signs of cooling, might be headed into recession. The drop in U.S. stock prices was so sharp that it triggered Wall Street's first trading halt in more than two decades. While the crisis is easing in China, where the virus was first detected, fast-growing clusters have turned up in South Korea, Japan, Iran, and Italy, and the number of cases is growing in the United States. Oil prices plunged 25% on Monday after Russia refused to roll back production in response to virus-depressed demand. Saudi Arabia signaled it will ramp up its output. Stock markets usually welcome lower energy costs for consumers and businesses, but the decline cuts into revenue for producers, including the United States, and the abrupt drop coming amid virus fears has made investors nervous.
And once again, our headlines for today.
Cuban healthcare system is ready for an eventual presence of COVID-19.
Venezuela denounces new threats from the United States, Brazil, and Colombia.
U.S. government ban on charter flights to Cuba except Havana becomes effective.
Latin America reports first COVID-19 death.